Testing 1, 2, 3. Here I go. Give me that microphone.
Welcome to the Makeup Artist Chronicle, where we are demystifying the hype in the beauty industry and giving it to you real. I'm your host, Julia Lubin. It's finally knocking at my door. My day up in the sun is just arrived. Hello, my sweet angels, my cherubs. Happy New Year. Happy 2021. How is your 2021 going so far? Mine, pretty well, considering your girl got engaged on New Year's Day. I'm going to tell you all about it. Don't worry your beautiful faces. But before I go into that, I wanted to give you a heads up on what we're talking about today and give you an update on some changes over here at the Makeup Artist Chronicle. Being that it's a new year, we absolutely have to talk about new beauty. I want to talk about a new skincare line that has launched and my honest thoughts on it as a professional in the industry. Then I'm going to talk about this new wellness trend that is sweeping the world, and it includes putting frog toxin on your open wounds. What? Stick around, you do not want to miss it, but disclaimer, it's pretty gnarly. What you might also be noticing that's new is our theme song. So with the first year of this podcast in the rear view, I was reflecting on what I've learned, all of the mistakes I've made. The biggest thing is that I never listened back to my own episodes because I honestly could not stomach the sound of my own voice. But it's not the smartest call, I'm aware now. It is what it is, you know what I mean? I just couldn't deal with it. I was very shy when I started this out, and it was my way to kind of connect with people outside. I had moved to a new place. I didn't really have a sense of community yet. I hadn't built my contacts. So it was, you know, my kind of journal that I was putting out in the world. And we have really gained momentum and built a beautiful, beautiful community that just continues to grow. And I love you guys so much. And it would not be fair if I didn't do my due diligence and truly give you something that sounded great and made you feel good and gave you the information that you were looking for. So I listened back to the episode titled Somebody Come Get Her because that episode is blowing up for some reason and I wanted to figure out why. And immediately I was like, the theme song has a really great message, but it is a little intense and it's not like that awesome, fun, cool vibe that we're going for. So I wanted to update it to something a little more fun, a little more upbeat, which I hope we were successful in doing. Let me know. Let me know if you like the new song. It's called Microphone. It's by Lady Brie, B-R-I, and you can find her on Spotify if you want the full version of the song. I love it. I'm obsessed with it. Obviously, it's been chosen as the new theme song. So let me know your thoughts. The other thing that's new is the format. So I had a lot of you reach out over the holidays and say that you love it when I give you personal updates about my life and my journey and just, you know, my experience in the industry. So I'm going to start the top of every show with a little update and I hope it brings us closer together. So speaking of personal updates, let's talk about this engagement, shall we? About 2 years ago, my boyfriend Garrett and I went to Salt Lake City to visit his parents. And the four of us went to a little weekend trip to Park City, Utah, and we walked along Main Street. It was so idyllic. We took a drive to Sundance. It was like this, it was warm. I want to say it was like spring or fall. And so we like took the back way through the mountains and we got to Sundance. We walked around the resort. You might know it as the place where the Sundance Film Festival takes place every year. It was founded by Robert Redford, and its entire purpose is to spotlight independent films and independent filmmakers. So I fell in deep, deep love with Park City and specifically with Sundance when I was there. I don't think Sundance is in Park City. I don't know if it's in Sundance or if it's in Provo, but it's close enough. But I love the rustic, chic aesthetic of Sundance. I'm sorry. I love the artist community of Sundance. I just felt a very strong pull to Sundance. So when Garrett and I were thinking of where we could go over the holidays, and still be safe because obviously we're still in a pandemic, we thought, let's get a cabin or a suite in Park City and just kind of hole up there, have a low-key week, stay in, maybe go for like a socially distanced hike or some like low-key skiing where we don't have to like be close to people or congested with people, but we can still kind of get out and have fun. And we didn't really have any specific plans, but the one thing that I knew was that I had to visit Sundance while I was there. It would be such a shame not to because it's such a special place for me. The day after Christmas, we piled into the car and we drove from Northern California, where we live, to Park City, and we holed up in our room until Tuesday. And then we decided at the last minute, like, let's go skiing. And so we went to this place called Solitude. So I had never been skiing before, and I've always been a little bit more cautious, especially as a child. As a kid, I was afraid of everything. And so I was very nervous my whole life to fly down a mountain covered in this cold substance with these long planks attached to my feet. But I had already decided that 2021 would be the year that I was going to do more things for the first time. And I really wanted to just push the boundaries of my comfort zone. So we're skiing. I am loving it. Apparently, I'm a natural. I don't know. You tell me. We skied for about 3 hours. I only fell 4 times, which is apparently really good. I don't know. I only crashed into 2 fences, which is also apparently good. Again, I don't know. If you ski, let me know if that's good. But the last crash I had was particularly funny. I got tangled in the rope fence and I was just kind of standing there assessing the situation. Like, how do I get out? I literally pulled like one of the poles of the fence out of the snow because I just crashed into it so hard. And it was on, like, I was aiming, not on purpose, but I was aiming at the lift. And so good thing the fence stopped me, or maybe I stopped myself. I don't know, because I would have just crashed right into everyone going onto the lift. And I'm tangled in this fence and I like stop, I assess the situation and I'm like, this is gonna have to be a tuck and roll. So I'm standing there trying to figure it out and I'm like, it just has to happen. I tipped over and just fell. And then I crawled my way out into a space on the slope where I could literally be able to stand up and go the rest of the way down. I ended up actually like stepping out of my skis, or clicking out, whatever it's called, and like sliding down the rest of the way on my butt. But honestly, it wasn't even that embarrassing because after a day of skiing, just laying down in the nice cold snow felt so fucking good. It just felt like such a relief. And yeah, it was just like a great opportunity. So where was I? Oh yeah. So the engagement. So I learned later that Garrett was planning on taking me to Sundance and proposing on Tuesday, but then we decided to go skiing instead. And he thought that like maybe I would throw a hissy fit if I didn't like it since it was my first time. So he didn't bring the ring. And honestly, that's probably the right call. Like, I didn't freak out, and I don't know that I would have freaked out. I was very optimistic and very positive that whole day, but I also did not look cute at all. At all. And Garrett has older sisters, so he knew I probably wanted to look cute. He got advice beforehand and it was like, make sure she has her nails done, make sure she looks cute. So now it's Thursday, it's New Year's Eve. We had planned on walking around Sundance before, you know, going back to our room and celebrating the midnight celebration or whatever. I wake up and I feel terrible. I feel cold starting to set in. I'm cranky. I'm sore from skiing. So we decided to just veg around in our room all day, which is great for me. Again, nerve-wracking for Garrett, who is going to propose. And I'm just like crushing Dayquil. And that night we order room service, we crack open some bubbles, we stay up until midnight, we celebrate the death of 2020, RIP, but not really. Even though the next day we're planning on getting up early to go to Sundance. So poor Garrett, I can only imagine how he felt. He was probably like, this bitch is not gonna wake up in time. But haha, the next morning rolls around and I'm like, we're going to Sundance no matter what. I'm not leaving Utah without visiting my favorite place. So we get ready and we go to Sundance, and then we get there and we walk around. I get a mocha. We're just taking in the beautiful day. It was nice and sunny. It wasn't that crowded. And we get to one of the cafes on the property. And at this point, Garrett is like, oh, let's check out what's behind it. And so we loop around and there was literally nothing and no one. There was just this beautiful span of virgin snow and tall pine trees. Basically, it was the winter wonderland I always wished for growing up but never got to see because I grew up in New York City, and all my New Yorkers know that snow becomes very, very gross within like 5 seconds in the city. It just turns into this gross ass gray slush. So, you know, sorry for the visual. But we're at Sundance and it's beautiful and it's scenic and it's just lovely, and I'm commenting on how pretty it is. And Garrett said, oh, let's take a picture. So he sets up this tripod that he was so adamant to bring with us. And we go stand in front of the pines to take a picture. Only it's not a picture, it's a video, which I did not know and I found out later. Bamboozled. And at this point, Garrett turns to me and says, so, and I just blurt out, and you can, like, the video, you can hear, you can't really hear anything because we were near a waterfall and you just hear a lot of like whooshing, but you hear me scream, are you gonna propose? And he just sighs and starts over. He's just like, so, which is a great sign considering he was about to propose to a loudmouth who literally interrupted his proposal, which means that he's okay spending the rest of his life with me. So I'm not going to tell you what he said because I'd really love to just keep that between him and I and really treasure it. But also I kind of blacked out and I don't remember exactly what he said. So that'll be our little secret. If you've gotten engaged, you know exactly what I'm talking about. In that moment, you just absorb it all in and you try to be present. At least I did. And then right after the ring shows up, you just kind of forget what planet you're on. And I blacked out and I, like, obviously I said yes, but not right away. So he pulls out the ring, he drops to a knee in the snow, and I had my Polaroid around. It's not a Polaroid, it's a Fujifilm Instax camera, and I'm obsessed with it. And I got it for Christmas. Big recommend. But I'm like, oh my God, I need to take a picture. And so he's kneeling in the snow. There's like wet snow getting through the knee of his jean. And he's sitting there with a ring. And I'm like, oh, I gotta take a picture. So I took a Polaroid, or I took a like an instant photo of the moment, which I put on my Instagram. And then I was like, oh yeah, obviously, yes, yes. I say yes. And he puts on the ring and we kiss. And then he tells me it was a video all along. And, you know, priorities, right? So anyway, point of the story is I said yes, and the ring is really, really special. It's a custom-made ring that includes gold from Garrett's great-grandmother's engagement ring and my grandmother's wedding ring. My grandma and I were very, very close. Her birthday actually was 2 days after mine, and we are hardcore Aquariuses. We're both February, early February babies. And this woman helped raise me. She is so special to me. I called her Ba, which is short for Babushka, which is the Russian word for grandma. And she actually passed away a few very brief years ago, but I'm honestly still not at peace with it and I miss her every day. So it just meant a lot to me that now I have something that's hers, but it's also mine. It feels very comforting and poetic and full circle for me. So yeah, that's how I got engaged. And I'm going to answer all of your questions right now. No, we do not have a date. Yes, I know exactly what I want my dress to look like, but no spoilers. No, we haven't decided where exactly it is going to be. Yes, I know the color scheme. No, we do not have a website or registry, but I will keep you posted. Side note, anyone out there know some really great resources for wedding planning? I know nothing, and I also get overwhelmed with group activities that are traditional. I bucket tradition, so like dress shopping and having everyone ooh and ah and blah, stand on a platform, like that's not my vibe. That kind of shit has never set well with me, and I've never really enjoyed it. In fact, I don't know if this is the right place to reveal this, but I hate weddings in general. I really, really dislike weddings. There are a few exceptions, like my best friend got married a few years ago, and then another really, really dear close friend of mine got married a few years after that. And like their weddings are like the only ones that I genuinely had fun at because I love them so much. But overall, just like the whole traditional party wedding thing, like, ugh, barf, not my vibe. Sorry, just not. So let me know what you like or what made your wedding planning easier, because honestly, I need all the tips I can get to just get through this. Now that we've set a date, we definitely want to understand where COVID is at and understand where COVID is going, because we want to be thoughtful around that and just wait as long as we need to. You know what I am thinking about doing though? I'm thinking about doing my own makeup for my wedding, and I've been dabbling with some new products to try and see if I can introduce anything that I haven't fell in love with yet to really amp up my look, if you will, to really nail it. So the first line that I've been salivating over is JLo Beauty. Now, I know I've been talking about this line for a month now, and it finally launched on New Year's Day because obviously our queen Jennifer wants us to be supple and glowing in 2021. Side note, did you know that I am a diehard JLo fan? Like, obsessed. I have been ever since I was an awkward 10-year-old watching the Waiting for Tonight music video and wondering how I too could cover my whole face and body in rhinestones. It was also the 90s, late 90s, that video came out in 99, and we were all putting those sticky rhinestones on the inner or outer corners of our eyes. Do we remember this? Honestly, I think it's time to bring it back. I'm going to bring rhinestones around the eyes back. Check it out. Watch my Instagram. I'm going to do a look. Anyway, do I love JLo? Yes. Did I pay $400 for a front row ticket to her Vegas residency and go to the concert all by myself and dance the night away? You bet your ass I did. Am I biased about her skincare line? No. This is the Makeup Artist Chronicle, and I would not be doing my job if I didn't give it to you real. So here goes. The line is okay, but there are some products that are worth the hype and others that just don't compete with what's on the market right now. Here's another thing that annoys me. So every product has a video of JLo explaining the product and applying it on their website, but she's wearing makeup. It's a very light makeup. It's not her full glam face beat, but it's there and you can tell. And honestly, this isn't that much of a big deal. A lot of people will say like, oh, so many brands do this. And that's true. And it's annoying because realistically, yes, it's a visual element that is meant to get you to buy the product, but I think it's misleading. And I hate when brands mislead their customers. I'm sorry if you heard some grumbling or something. My neighbor started his antique. It's not an antique, but it looks like an antique pickup truck, and it was very, very loud. And so I had to like stop recording, wait for him to leave, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, JLo makeup on her videos on the JLobeauty.com website. I feel like this is why the beauty community has grown so much in the past decade from YouTube and other forms of social media. We get to see these amazing artists and these amazing experts or even newbies with bare skin, and sometimes the skin has wrinkles or hyperpigmentation or acne, but then you're able to see if the products that they use really and truly work. It's not about looking good. I mean, well, that's part of it, like the end result, you want to look good, but it's more about keeping it real. Another example is when Jamie Kern Lima launched IT Cosmetics. She did it because she had really bad rosacea. So she went on QVC with a completely bare face, and her cheeks were so red. And she showed that her foundation actually works to even out skin tone and cover the redness. And she did it on live TV. That's the kind of product I'm going to buy. Not the one that looks good only if you already have makeup on. Aside from that, though, let's break down the Inkey List, which is the label of ingredients, in broad terms. I'm not going to deep dive into every ingredient. Just know that JLo Beauty is not a clean beauty line. It is not. It is Leaping Bunny certified, and it does have your like major trifecta, like no parabens, no phthalates, that kind of stuff, but not a clean beauty brand. So when we look at the primary kind of winning ingredient, every product in the line has vegetable-derived squalane, which is an incredible ingredient that really hydrates the skin at a deep, deep level. I love this ingredient. I love that it's at the forefront of this beauty line. Here's the thing, though. A lot of other brands are also using this ingredient, and it has been more in demand in recent years. So it has found its way into more formulations in recent years. I'll give you an example. The JLo Beauty Serum is $118 for 1.5 ounces. And it has some really great ingredients that hydrate and brighten the skin. So it has the squalane. It also has rice ferment. So when you compare it to La Mer or SK-II, JLo Beauty is more affordable, which is what JLo was trying to give us. But the serum just isn't all that great for what it's priced at. If you can afford it, you're better off getting the SK-II or the La Mer. If you can't, no biggie, grab the squalane and retinol serum from Biossance. It's a clean beauty brand, the ingredients are all naturally derived, and it's more affordable than the JLo Beauty Serum. I've been evangelical about the Biossance serum for many, many, many years. And in my opinion, that's a product that's worth your money. So don't come at me, you guys. I know, you know, JLo's fan base is really hardcore because I'm part of it. All right. No one is truly more disappointed and bummed than I am. I am a hardcore JLo fan like so many of my listeners are. But honestly, there are better products out there for better price points if you're looking for hydrated and healthy skin. So, you know, buy this for the novelty of it if you are a fan, but I wouldn't necessarily say it's better than what's out there on the market. The one product that I would say is pretty great that I would recommend is the Limitless Glow Sheet Mask. It is soaked in an ounce of the brand serum, the exact one that we just talked about, and it comes in a 3-pack for $48. It's actually a really great almost dupe for the Charlotte Tilbury Instant Magic Facial Dry Sheet Mask, which is $20 for one mask. Both of the masks are made of cotton and ergonomically, is that even the right word? I'm going with it. Ergonomically designed so it can fit any face shape or size. So it even has those ear loops that secures the mask in place. You just loop them over your ears and it holds it in place. I just want you to know that I have your back, even though this is a bummer. Don't expect the skincare line to be your magical cure. Jennifer Lopez has done tons of interviews where she talks about the fact that she drinks huge bottles of water throughout the day, she works out every day, she abstains from alcohol, and she limits her coffee intake. She also has a team of personal makeup artists, estheticians, nutritionists, so she's taking a very comprehensive approach to her beauty and her wellness. Also, a lot of it is genetics. I said it before and I'll say it again. Lupe Lopez looks damn good for being 75 years old. Lupe is JLo's mom. And if you haven't seen the documentary where JLo does her It's My Party tour, check it out. It's one of my favorite concert documentaries, in part because Lupe is in it and she is adorable. So, the verdict on JLo Beauty? Sorry, but it is not worth the hype. Truly, truly, I'm sorry. Let's talk about another musician who's genetically blessed and has graced us with the beauty line. I am talking about Halsey. This won't be a full review, just a heads up / honorable mention. Halsey dropped a beauty line on us called About Face, which she was scrupulously involved with making in the past 3 years or so, according to her Twitter. There is no skincare and no products like foundation or concealer. About Face is more focused on self-expression through makeup with fun colored eyeshadows and a range of nude lipsticks, berry lipsticks. There's a nice red in there. There's also a bunch of products that are focused on highlighted and glowy skin. There's like a liquid highlighter, a stick highlighter, a powder highlighter. And Halsey also did the makeup for every model in the campaign, which is fierce. The collection is available for pre-order right now, with all orders shipping on January 25th. I already dropped close to $100 on About Face, and I am going to do a look for you all on my Instagram as soon as I get it, and I'll meet you back here on the pod to tell you whether or not it's worth the hype. Honestly, I'm crossing my fingers and my toes, even though the image of that sounds gross, but I am doing it in hopes that About Face really is worth the hype because I love Halsey so much. Also, be sure to head to the link in the description of this episode to check out all of the products I reference on the show, and you can even shop them there if you wish. It'll just lead back to my website. Now, let's talk about something gross but also fascinating. You tell me, I was reading an article in the Sunday Style section of the New York Times when I came across the practice of combo. Are you familiar with this? K-A-M-B-O. In basic terms, it's a spiritual tradition that's been practiced by mostly the Mayaruna tribe in the Amazon, as well as some other indigenous tribes in the area. It is a physical purging of toxins from your body, which also leads to an emotional detox. So basically, you projectile vomit for 15 to 20 minutes, I wish I was kidding, or potentially get crippling diarrhea. And as your waste, so to speak, leaves your body, so do your anxieties, fears, and emotional baggage. This sounds very familiar to another South American ritual, including ayahuasca, where you purge your body by vomiting or pooping, and then you have these vivid hallucinations that lead to unlocking and coping with some really deep trauma. So unfortunately, with combo, you don't get the fun trip. You don't get the visions. You don't get any of that. You just get an intense and violent sickness. But after you're done with the 15 minutes of purging part, which people are quoted as saying that it feels like it lasts for hours, yikes. Apparently, reports say that you feel invincible. So the people that have gone through this have said that. There's actually a woman in the article that she's quoted as saying, quote, "I feel like it's a warrior medicine. I feel like combo is one of those things that give you superpower immunity. You kind of feel invincible from it." This is the same woman who claims that the combo detox helped her, quote, "purge internalized anger from her divorce," end quote. So let's talk about the ceremony, because this has gone from a cultural ceremony to yet another thing that wellness influencers and gurus have monetized. In Berkeley, California, and of course it's Berkeley, California, there is a ceremony where people pay $150 each to take part in this cleanse. Here's what you need to do if you're interested in prepping for this. You have to do a strict 3-day cleanse of sugar, alcohol, pharmaceutical drugs, meat, gluten, and dairy, which anyone that has gone on a detox before to get rid of all of those things knows that you kind of need a ramp up period. Doing it cold turkey is rough. But basically, you show up, you lay in a bunch of pillows on the floor after you've done your pre-cleanse. And then there's a bunch of meditative music playing, there are crystals, there are, you know, I think tarot cards, some sort of cards. Okay, and then this is where it gets a little ridiculous, depending on what kind of side of the debate for this that you fall on, right? The ceremony starts by you getting powdered tobacco snuff blown into your nostrils, which one participant who was interviewed for this article said feels like, quote, "you've been pleasantly electrocuted." Whatever the fuck that means. I don't know what pleasantly electrocuted means. Unless it's like using my new face microcurrent device, which I got for Christmas and I'm kind of obsessed with. But I highly doubt that this experience is like that. The next step is you get a drop of sananga in each eye. And sananga is an Amazon plant extract that gets kind of dropped into your eye. And the same exact lady who was interviewed that said that the snuff felt like electrocution, so that this part, quote, "feels like you're burning your cornea." Wowie. Okay. So then finally comes the combo, which comes from a frog in the Amazon called Philomedusa. I mean, haven't we learned our lessons to just not fuck with anyone named Medusa? Basically, what the frog does is when it senses that it's in danger, there's a predator nearby, it secretes this poisonous toxic goo that covers the whole outside of its body. And it's meant to ward off the predators. And what happens is that these tribes, these people have started to kind of trap a frog, put it into this state of stress, and then extract this goo, this combo. So here's the thing. I am not against putting toxins in your body, okay? Anyone who drinks alcohol, you're putting a toxin in your body. Hell, I get Botox in my forehead, which is literally short for botulinum toxin. Which, side note, if you want to learn more about Botox and the biology of wrinkles, take a listen back to the episode titled Wrinkles, Let's Talk Truth. It's from November. Here's the thing though, my Botox doesn't make me vomit. It doesn't give me violent diarrhea. Alcohol sometimes does, and that's why I don't drink it anymore. I'm just shooting for that J-Lo glow, you know what I mean? So anyway, back to the combo. The people in this ceremony, after snorting tobacco and having their corneas singed, then have the skin on their shoulder or their ankle burned with hot embers. And then when that skin blisters, the shaman, which hopefully it's an actual shaman and not just a random Nancy in her wool socks and Birkenstocks administrating this, the shaman will pop the blister and then put the combo, the toxic goo from the Philomedusa frog, directly into the open wound. What then happens is almost immediately the person's pulse and heart rate elevate. Their face starts to get red and swell up. And this is actually a common effect that people call frog face. Cute. You get intensely nauseated. And then for the next 15 minutes, you projectile vomit and or have diarrhea. Again, no hallucinations, no vision quests, nothing fun. Just sitting in the room, shitting and vomiting. Now here's the age-old debate. Scientists and doctors are saying that there's just not enough research to show the benefits of combo. There's not enough oversight in terms of who becomes a shaman or how they become a shaman in these ceremonies that are happening in Berkeley and Tulum. There's also no data to support that this detox actually helps with mental and physical health. Now, on the other side are the new age health gurus who say that experiencing this has changed their lives, and we can learn so much from the Mayaruna tribe and their culture around combo. I don't necessarily disagree. I think anything we can learn from other cultures is going to enrich our lives. Also, yes, to answer your question before you've even asked it, Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop Empire has already talked about this. So in Los Angeles about 3 years ago, she did her In Goop Health Summit, her health and wellness summit, and it featured a session with Dr. Alejandro Younger, who is a traditionally trained medical doctor and has talked about various detoxes for the body, mostly steeped in food. He's also showed up on Martha Stewart's TV show, and it's all about like cleansing and detoxing. But at the summit, the Goop Summit, he talked about combo as a cleanse for the body. And I mean, you obviously are cleansing your body, right? You're vomiting, you're pooping all over yourself. Sorry, I did warn you it was going to be gross. Okay, I'll stop talking about the bodily excretions, but I want to know your thoughts. Would you try combo? Have you tried combo? Please, please head to the description of this episode wherever you're listening to this podcast and email in. The email is directly in the description. Let me know if you have tried it. Let me know if you want to try it. I'm so intrigued by this as an aspect of beauty and wellness. I am dying to know about your experience and your thoughts on this. Description, email is in there. It's muachronicle@gmail.com. I will end this on the same morning that I ended the wrinkles episode on. What you do with your body is your choice. But just as you shouldn't get your plastic surgery off of Groupon, don't get your combo shaman off of some Facebook page, right? If you want to try it and you can afford it, do the research about ceremonies in your area or in an area that you're able to travel to. Obviously not in the pandemic. Please don't do that. But do your research. Also, definitely talk to your family and your doctor about this. There have been people that have had heart conditions or other underlying health conditions and ended up being hospitalized after the ceremony. So know yourself, know your shaman, and make an educated and well thought out decision for yourself. Again, this is the Makeup Artist Chronicle. No shade to any of our listeners, just love. We save all the shade for the companies and the practices that take your money with empty promises. So make your choices and know that we love you and we support you here. Personally, I'm going to pass on combo. I'd maybe try ayahuasca under supervision of an actual shaman in South America, but the whole, you know, I don't know. I would really need the outcome to be worth it, I think, if I'm going to vomit and have diarrhea. Like, the whole excretion thing is just, I try to avoid it with a vengeance if I could. But let me know your thoughts. Email in at muachronicle@gmail.com. And again, head to the description for the email, but also the link for my website where you're able to reference all the things I talk about and shop. So next week, I'm so excited. I'm going to take you on some audio travel. We're going to go to Moscow for episode 3 of our global beauty series, where I am going to talk about Russian beauty standards in the country's capital. As you may know, I was born in Moldova, which used to be a part of the USSR. Russian is my first language, but I moved to the US when I was 4 and I grew up in New York. So I'm excited to explore some of the beauty standards that the women of my ancestral culture, so to speak, hold dear. It's going to be bougie as fuck, y'all. Buckle up. And a friendly reminder, you can head to the description of this episode and tap my email to write in with your thoughts or share some advice, especially because your girl needs all the help she can get with this wedding planning. You can also find our website in the description where you can shop all the products mentioned on the show, except for Combo. We do not sell that. I don't even know what kind of marketplace you can buy that on. I love you. I'll talk to you next week. Bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode. Please subscribe, rate, and leave us a review, and tell your friends about the Makeup Artist Chronicle too. You can always get more content on Instagram at MUA Chronicle, so don't forget to follow me there. Talk to you soon.